Hello, welcome to the Cabinet Podcast. We have a great podcast today featuring Cannon Sharp and Aaron Skorodsky. Today we are talking about Washington's life as the President of the United States. First up, we have Aaron on George Washington and his foreign policy achievements.
George Washington had a term of 1789 to 1797 and many achievements, including Jay's Treaty, which pulled British troops out of the quasi-country. Other examples included the Proclamation of Neutrality and Pinckney's Treaty.
And now let's go to Cannon with Washington's farewell address.
Thank you, Ryan. Now, Washington's farewell address was a 32-page document to urge the country to avoid and warn about political parties and relations before he left the Oval Office in 1797. This document had many influential quotes that are still in effect to this very day.
Thanks, Cannon, for joining us today. Now, let's go to Skorodsky with our sponsor, Fake.
Now for today's Fake sponsor, PewDiePie's channel. Do you need original content? Subscribe to PewDiePie today. You will never want to go back after watching, especially the music.
One second, we're getting an unexpected call from Cannon Sharp.
Yeah, sorry, but Aaron missed a lot of details, and he also did a really, really bad sponsor. But we're not going to talk about that right now. The Proclamation of Neutrality was issued to stay out of the war between France and Great Britain. Also, the Pinckney's Treaty that shaped our borders and our country.
Okay, Cannon Sharp. Bike.
Fire. This is the best thing you ever had.
Bye. Thanks for now. Wait, what was that last part?
Now to the next topic. The precedent president.
Now let's go to Sharp Alarp with the facts.
All right, mate. Apparently I've got all the facts, mate. So, George Washington set many important precedents. The ones he created became known as the Unwritten Constitution. These written rules are still in effect today as well. Many of them have to do with the president's roles in something.
Ozzy. Oi.
Okay, that was a short topic. On to the next. The Whiskey Rebellion.
You can't control.
15, I'm sorry.
Well, boyo, the Whiskey Rebellion was a rebellion that started because of the taxation on whiskey, and the farmer said it was like the Stamp Act all over again. When Washington heard of the rebellion, he marched an army there to stop it. He was successful. GG. That was the first test of authority for the new government.
And now to the fourth topic, Washington's farewell address. Never mind, we already covered that. I guess we're on to the Hamilton financial plan. Okay, let's go to Aaron with the facts. One.
Hamilton's financial plan was a three-step plan to success. Steps were, one, pay off debts of war. Two, raise government revenue. And three, create a national bank.
Hurry up, you're so slow.
That's our time today. Thanks for my co-hosts and speakers that came on today. The cabinet signing off.
We need more staff. We definitely need more staff. Everybody was fired.